13.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to accept $575,000, $500,000 for project costs, and $75,000 for total operating costs in Federal Home Community Housing Development Organization Fund and Home Program Income to Movin' Out, Inc., to provide 11 housing units for persons with permanent disabilities in Brown Deer.
Thank you all for joining us. Sorry, somebody has to go last. You were the last item in the door, and so you made it on last on the agenda. But thanks for your patience this morning. If you could introduce yourselves, and then ultimately you need to fill out a card and hand it into the clerk. Thank you.
David Porterfield with Movin' Out. We're the applicant here for the home funds.
I'm Steve Schnall from General Capital Group. We're the developer for the proposed project.
I'm Sylvan Liebman. I'm the president and CEO of Jewish Family Services and JFS Housing.
Jim Matthew, Special Needs Housing Manager for the Housing Division.
Gary Batani with the Housing Division and the Home Program. Mr. Chair, if I might begin. As you can tell, affordable housing projects these days often involve a number of actors, and there are a number of people at the table here. The primary applicant for this funds is the county's Choto Community Housing Development Organization, which is Movin' Out, which is headquartered in Madison, which has accomplished two county-funded home projects in Milwaukee to date and is now seeking a third. I'm just going to say a few brief words about this, and I'll turn this over to the rest of these gentlemen for any detailed questions you might have. Basically, the Choto and the development is looking for $500,000 in home funds and $75,000 in operating funds to oversee the project and to make sure it achieves the goals it's seeking to do. The $500,000... there's a different twist to this this application. Basically, the county has available right now in Choto set-aside dollars in home program income approximately, well, actually, $346,214. Now, as you may recall, home program income is primarily the repayments of prior loans that were made by the county to either home repair loans, different projects, and in a few cases, home buyer assistance loans that have gone out and have come back to the county. This $346,214 is available cash on hand today. That money can be committed to this project today. As I've made the applicants aware, the county can anticipate to receive easily another $228,786 within the next year. That would include roughly $170,000 in future set-aside for the Choto and additional home program income. County receives roughly $100,000 in program income during a given year. The developers are aware that, in a sense, if you opt to approve this, that approximately $228,000 would only be available at some point in the future. This application is part of a tax credit application that's going before WIDA on February 4th, and assuming that is all approved, it's unlikely this project would actually come to a close much before the end of this year in any case. So the time frame we're talking about is something that's is reasonable. I'll turn this over to the rest unless you have any questions of me.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and the rest of the committee. Just I'll give a quick reminder of Movin' Out's mission, background, et cetera. As Gary mentioned, we are based in Madison, but we do now have a Milwaukee presence. We have a couple of projects that we are about to close on in the next 60 days, so I think our plan to establish ourselves in Milwaukee is moving forward well. Our approach, Movin' Out's mission is to provide affordable housing opportunities that include households with people with disabilities. That's really squarely our mission. And we do that. We don't develop any kind of group housing or anything like that. We develop housing opportunities that are very integrated. We provide home ownership opportunities, and starting around 4.5 years ago, we started working to develop rental housing opportunities as well. And we're a statewide organization, so we try to make we have a pretty specialized niche market, so we try to provide that specialized kind of housing across the state as best we can, including in Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee. To do the rental housing, one of the issues that I've identified is if we do sort of one-off rental housing where we're doing a duplex or something like that, the business model isn't very well supportable. So what we've come up with is an approach where we work in partnership with other developers that are developing sort of mainstream housing opportunities for other affordable housing opportunities and try to integrate our population into that. So hence we have a table here that we're sitting here with General Capital and Jewish Family Services. We don't provide any direct supportive services for people, so we often need to partner with groups like Jewish Family Services that are able to provide the kind of case management and coordinate the services needed. And, of course, we need to partner with the county to make sure those services are there and that we have the home resources to do that. So that's really kind of the cast of characters that you're seeing up here. We are just about to close on a project that's similar to this in partnership with this some of the same partners with General Capital with a project you funded last year. And that project will house, people that with disabilities in senior housing. So, I think our model, again, is working. We're excited to be here in Milwaukee County. And this project, I feel, is going to be another really excellent project located in the Village of Brown Deer, providing a very affordable integrated housing spread throughout the county that's really much needed and include people who are disabled and lower income in households like that. In our case, in this housing, it's family housing, and we're going to provide housing that will include both single individuals or households that are roommates, that sort of thing, as well as families that have minor children who are disabled. So we're trying to give a broad reach. That will be our affirmative marketing in terms of how we reach families and who we're trying to help provide those housing opportunities. We know by working with Milwaukee County Human Services that there's definitely a need and a demand for all this kind of housing by these populations, so we feel confident we can do that. General Capital is a very well, experienced and well-capitalized organization, have a lot of experience working in this market and developing housing, so we think they're a good choice to work with, make sure that the project is viable, gets done on time, and is planned properly. The timing on this is important. We're in the process of putting the final touches on the application to WEDA for affordable housing tax credits. Those are really the major building block to build this project, and that application is due in early February. By providing the commitment that we're seeking here right now, it helps us to compete on a very competitive resource by scoring points that we need to score points for to be competitive and to bring those resources to Milwaukee County. So that's the timing of your approval would be very helpful in that regard. I thought Steve might want to talk a few minutes about the project in general, just give us some of the specifics on what the project looks like, and then maybe Sylvan about his organization.
Well, in very brief terms, we have proposed 60 units. They are predominantly one-bedroom apartment units. In fact, they're all one bedrooms with the exception of a dozen, 12 two-bedroom units and a half a dozen, 6 three-bedroom units. The rents would range but would fall within the limits provided under the Section 42 tax credit program that WEDA administers. The project's located at Sherman Boulevard, 43rd Street, and Bradley in the Village of Brown Deer, right across the street on the west side of Sherman from where Jewish Family Services has developed under the same tax credit program with our development and general contracting services, a licensed RCAC of also 66 units, and it rented up essentially overnight for all practical purposes. So we see this as a mini campus, a corridor for them to expand. This is obviously not geared toward elderly per se. It's geared the opposite way, but there's a strong need that's been identified by moving out and by JFS, and your county resources would be invaluable to helping with the project from an underwriting standpoint. We did furnish a basic pro forma with some supporting information, an operating statement, a cost or project budget, and a capital structure page. Happy to answer any questions that you might have. And again, it's all geared off of and primarily driven by Section 42 credits, which really is the catalyst to make the project viable in today's marketplace.
Thank you. Just take a minute. JFS, Jewish Family Services, has been in this community for 144 years. We've provided case management services to the elderly and to people with disabilities for at least 40 years. Goldemeyer House on Prospect Avenue, Habish House in Glendale, the Serlo Apartments in downtown Milwaukee, and Deerwood Crossing, which opened in June of this past year, June 28th, which was the first building that Jewish Family Services actually built for itself and for the community. 66-unit building for seniors, licensed for assisted living. We had a waiting list of almost 150 people before we opened. We're filled. We have a waiting list of 120 waiting for turnover. In addition to housing for seniors, we need housing for people with disabilities. We have a number of our clients in Habish House who are disabled, some of whom moved to Deerwood Crossing because they were over the age of 60, couldn't climb the stairs anymore. So they're now in a building which accommodates their special needs. But this building across the street will provide us with the opportunity to find contemporary apartments, not only for the people who are on our waiting list at Deerwood, but for our clients with developmental disabilities, physical disabilities, and chronic and persistent mental illness who need supportive services in a contemporary setting to maintain their independence. Our board, the JFS board, as well as the JFS housing board, approved filing an application for Section 42 a couple of weeks ago so that this process could continue, and we're really looking forward to this. Part of this interesting building would include office space for JFS. We would open up a satellite mental health clinic. We're a licensed provider of mental health services in downtown Milwaukee as well as in Bayshore. We're providing services now in three charter schools and in the Brown Deer school system because those schools don't have licensed therapists for their kids who need help. This would give us an office presence in Brown Deer, which we really need because we're out of space on Jackson Street. And it would expand our relationship in the Brown Deer community, which is pretty strong right now, not only with the village but with the school system in Brown Deer. So that's our, that's our involvement with this.
Sorry, just wanted to add that while the JFS board only recently approved the filing of the tax credit application, which is due on February 4th of this year, we've been working on this for months, both with the village of Brown Deer. Who is, after a number of hearings and working sessions with their staff, fully behind it, but also with Milwaukee County, and particularly Jim Matthey and some others at the county who are no longer there. And so things have moved around a little bit on us in trying to structure this, and that makes it that much more challenging. So we appreciate being able to be here today to request the home funds, and want to thank Jim in particular for the efforts he's made so far.
Let me just say one more thing. There's some misunderstanding about contract services where we're giving services. Almost 50% of our direct service clients last year were not Jewish. 95% of our family-led education program were not Jewish and not white. We were African American. 16% of our direct service clients in our clinic services and in our services for people with disabilities for African American. At Deerwood Crossing, the population is very diverse, just like the village of Brown Deer. 50% of the residents at Deerwood Crossing are African American, 30% are Jewish. It's a very, very diverse population, which really reflects the community and who we are as an agency.
Thank you. Questions from the committee?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a tendency to the most people.
I just want to move approval.
Very good. Any other questions from Supervisor Johnson?
No question, but I'm going to have to abstain as much as I'm a board member of JFH Housing.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, right. Be supportive of the
but I have to abstain. That was implied.
No, it's explicit. if I could, just for staff, what was the basis of review or the recommendation? I mean, you're confident that the amount recommended is in fact what the project needs, that it's in the best interest to approve it in that amount?
Mr. Chairman, based on looking at the operating, current operating statements and the same other financial documents, we found that the amount of assistance falls within the safe harbors that HUD and the National Association of Housing Finance Agencies has adopted for these kinds of projects. In addition to which, the very fact that applying for Section 42 tax credits is in a way, the ultimate safety net on any of these projects. Section 42 is actually an IRS program, and the ability to qualify for credits and to keep credits has thresholds and requirements that are actually much stricter than anything typically HUD does. So, I would put it this way. If the project looks good right now, assuming it is awarded tax credits, at that point, you're about as safe as you can be.
Okay. I had only one specific question on the resolution, which was that the deferral is 40 years, and it said in the narrative that this was in keeping with our past practice, and I'm questioning whether that is, in fact, in keeping with our past practice. I know that we did a 40-year for moving out, but that was to match it up with the federal program that they were utilizing on that project. And so I thought in all subsequent projects where it was tax credit, we matched the 30-year commitment of the tax credit.
I'm certain the 30 years didn't work, so you're absolutely correct that the 40-year, we asked for an exception because it had to match the 11 financing and some of the financing in our previous card. So I'm not sure how 40-year got put in there by this moment, but 30-year would work if you want to put it in
there. Okay. Supervisor Jackson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that on line 44, the resolution that 40 years becomes 30 years.
The amendment clear to everyone, it's the term of the loan is being changed from 40 to 30. Okay. On the amendment?
To Bruin?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. That amendment is approved.
And then one last question is, there was reference to two other sources of financing that the project was looking for, the loan, which has not come before us, from the trust fund, as well as project-based Section 8 vouchers. Are we expecting that next cycle to still be coming before us, or are those two no longer on the table as items requested of the project?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I guess that depends on how we look at the structure of loans and grants. The original request did not meet our housing trust fund criteria that we had set up for the previous current housing developments that the town was not a part of. So we would have to look at either changing those criteria or changing the loan request to the original criteria. So that's something I think we'll be talking to DAS about, as well as various developers, to see if we can rethink how we got those previous criteria. And as far as vouchers, we'll be able to refine through field learning to Section 8 to make sure that we have the financial capabilities and making those vouchers available by the time that the project is there.
So the vouchers are allocated administratively. They don't come before us.
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for the clarification. Did we have we just approved an amendment, but did we have a mover of the original
resolution? Right. I moved approval. I'll change to approval as amended.
Thank you. All right. On the resolution as amended.
DeBrun.
Aye.
Johnson.
Abstain.
Wyshon.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Thomas.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Six ayes and one abstention.
Thank you.
I just want to say one thing. I'm so sorry. You know, when for the taxpayer projects are great, and I think that coming to the county for additional capital is fantastic, but we are, you know, they require a sign to be put out that this is a WIDA project. And I just think that the county should be recommended. I'm sorry. You know, put some kind of sign out that says, you know, hey, you know, the county made this happen too. And you know, when you go by projects, the county, the project authority is in Wisconsin right now, but the county. But no one knows. You just might want to.
Thank you.